Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Becky Brown and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Becky.
You know, it's a pretty big promise when somebody says that what you're going to say is wisdom, because there's so many different things out there and so many different ideas and approaches, and wisdom comes from God's Word. I mean, truth is God's truth, and it's so easy. Someone was saying to me the other day, they think that sin is disappointment in God. And I said, well, sin disappoints God. I don't know that all sin is a result of disappointment in God. But I do think that sin comes from like a misrepresentation of God, a distortion of God. We think, well, God doesn't care what I do. That would be one distortion. Or God's so angry at me over what I did, there's nothing good for me. Or like Satan did in the garden, well, God's not really for you. There's more when you abandon God and go a different way. And you go back to the Bible. That's the foundation of everything we do here. Where God is not distorted, His love is not distorted. And a lot of times we think God's love should have been protecting us from any pain. It's a fallen world, we're going to have it. Or His love should be getting people to do what we want them to do.
So
that's just not going to happen.
We feel entitled to more.
We do, yeah.
Right? Instead of seeing that, oh my gosh, He has done far more for us.
Yes.
Above and beyond. We, from our point of view, think, well, no, like you were saying, we wanted Him to do it differently.
You know, right. It reminds me too, Steve, of what you talked about this past weekend at Intimacy and Marriage when you were quoting Ephesians. Get rid of all bitterness, right? And I think so many times we expect God to do the things for us, but we're not willing to do what He has told us to do in living our lives for Him. And then experience those blessings because we do follow His Word.
The old word, willingness there. Mm-hmm. Let's just crank it up, go to the phones. Let's talk to Brandel in Corsicana, Texas, and watches on YouTube. It's once again a caller from Corsicana, home of the fruitcake. How are you?
I'm not a fruitcake.
Oh, I'm so glad.
You know, I recognize your name, and no, you're not a fruitcake.
Yes.
You and your husband were up on that stage with Mylon and Kay, and it was one of the most moving experiences we've ever had at any of our workshops.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That was quite an experience. When we got the packet, because we came on scholarship, by the way. I don't know if y'all knew that.
I did not know that.
Thank you to all of you who give. Yes, we came on a scholarship.
So let me just stop for a second.
Sounds like you earned your keep.
Well, let me stop for a second. Music's playing. I'm going to come back to you. But here's somebody paid for you to go. And I have to tell you, I think everybody in that room was moved in some way. And it impacted the whole group. So whoever scholarshiped you, I'm telling you, it impacted the whole weekend. Because we've done this a lot, and we've many of them moving. But I've just never seen anything like this. But I want to talk to you some more. Hang on, if you would. You're listening to New Life Live. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help. 1-800-229-3000 to be on the program. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back and we're still basking in the glow of a wonderful weekend with couples. And it was Brandolyn and her husband that were up on the stage with Mylon and Kay. And so you're calling. What is it you wanted to tell folks or share with us? And thank you for doing it.
Well, when I got the packet, it kept saying, you know, to be sure and open up and share. And so when they asked for the call, you know, like if you would like to come down here and participate, I was like, Richard, I think we should do it, you know. And he was very hesitant at first, but I just kind of just sat back and waited. And I guess the Holy Spirit moved upon him because Richard just started walking down there and told him we would do it. And it was very... We're both, I guess, doer learners, and so being able to do it hands on like that really has helped us because we've been able to kind of think about the soul words and how, and talk to our children about it and things like that. And, you know, not to mention that was kind of on the fly, like that was completely organic. It wasn't coached because we had heard that a few people thought it was coached. How did they prep you for that? We're like, no, I never heard that. Christmas story of Richard.
Well, share with us.
It touched my heart.
Yeah.
Steve,
go ahead.
Steve, why don't you share what Brandolyn's talking about? Like, the couples get on stage and Mylon and Kay walk them through a comfort circle. And so Brandolyn and Richard came up just so the audience knows what she's talking about. And it's really a powerful thing. It's a conversation that is very difficult to have otherwise. But boy, you guys learned a lot about each other, didn't you?
Yes, we did. He had done an EMDR, and that story had resurfaced recently. And again, I had never heard it, so it really touched my heart. I didn't realize the magnitude of some of his childhood as well.
Okay, go ahead and just share the Christmas story briefly with everybody. What you're talking about, just so everybody gets to.
Sure. So the story that was told to me was up on stage was his parents were fighting a lot about Christmas, and they loaded him and his sister up in the car and to go to various pawn shops around town to sell things so they could buy things for the kids, himself and his sister. And he just remembers sitting in the back just feeling guilt-ridden and thinking it was his fault that they were fighting because they had to get money for Christmas for them.
Wow.
And he was about 5 years old, so he was just soaking all of that in.
And it was quite, the things that you guys shared, witchcraft, all sorts of things that came up during that time. So,
out of my childhood, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think might have been the most valuable thing you got from the weekend, or just anything you would share with somebody that is thinking maybe we need to go.
Yeah. Oh, so many different tools. Richard has asked me that probably 3 times. I didn't know what to expect, first of all, because it was really more him initiating it because we were about to be separated. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of our last straws. So that's also why it was a miracle weekend for us. Secondly, I think what I took away from that is that's a powerful question to the way to communicate to one another, like being able to get down to the rooted issues, you don't realize how much baggage you bring into a marriage, you know. And I love how they said you were hurt and wounded before the marriage, but it seems like when you get married and you become one, that's when the explosion hits.
Yeah,
you know,
the way they say it is
just a ticking time bomb.
They say your marriage problems started before you were married, and that is a real eye-opener for a lot of people. So...
It was for me because I didn't realize how much I drug into this as well.
Yeah, it's easy to when the other person's a big target, you just think, you know, they need to get fixed. Jill, you had a question or comment there? Oh, her mic is off.
Oh, Brandilyn. It sounds like you were saying you were about to be separated. So are you no longer about to be separated? Or where does that stand?
No, we're good, and I feel like we're probably even on a better track, and I feel like there is so much more encouraging hope.
Yes, so I think that's a pretty good thing to get from the
Amen.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling us and telling us about your experience. Thanks for participating when you were there. It really did make a big, big difference. Becky, anything you want to say before we say goodbye?
Well, I enjoyed meeting both Brandilyn and her husband, and I think there were a lot of folks there that were on the last straw.
Yeah.
And what we have discovered is that there are more straws. and so the idea isn't to get to the last straw, but to begin to work on connecting and repairing those ruptures that occur in relationship. And Brandilyn, I think you and Richard have some great tools, and I look forward to hearing from you guys 6 months down the road and seeing how things are going.
Yep, and you know, one of the things you have to be careful about is, you know, just you have a great experience and you think it's going to be easy. And no matter how great any one experience is, everything's the same. You still have to do the work, and it's not easy, and don't get discouraged, and just continue to hang in there.
Yeah, we a lot of those bubbles, don't we, Steve? Because people come in thinking, all I have to do is this, and it'll all be good, and we tell you differently. And it actually, after you do the work for a while, it's encouraging, because you can really have good connection and meaningful relationships in your marriage. It's wonderful.
There is no, all you have to do is reality.
This weekend really sets you up to do ongoing therapy and makes it so much more productive.
Right. That is correct. All right. Let's go to the phones. And how about all the way from Delaware, we talk to Paige, and she listens to us online. Hi, Paige. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine. First of all, I just wanted to say I love to laugh, and I was listening when you guys were doing the program before this one, and you were speaking with B.
Yes.
And you were offering her, like, all those books, and then I think it was Jill who said, like, she doesn't have time to read, and you're giving her a library.
Yep, right. That was Jill.
If you only knew, like, how loudly I laughed. I love to laugh, and that gave me a good one.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's going on in your life today?
Okay. I'm going to try to streamline this.
Okay.
I have a sister who has treated me very badly for all of my life. And in a few months, it will be 6 years since I've spoken to her.
6 years.
The issue that I'm having, that I want to get some advice with, actually there's two, but they're related. She has a son who is 12 and whom I am extremely close with. We're like best friends, and he just like texted me the other day, and he said that the two people that he really looks up to is one of his grandfathers and me. And we're really close.
Okay.
And it's hard because one of the ways that I get through a lot of my pain, especially with, you know, what I've dealt with my sister, is writing and performing some of those poems or short stories, things like that. And I haven't spoken to my nephew about any of the things that she's done.
Okay.
She's the type of person to...
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the question for us then? We get the picture. She's a problem.
Okay.
He really looks up to you. Right?
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
She speaks badly about me to him, but I've never said anything badly about her to him. And I want to know, like, how do I express the things that I've experienced from his mom? Like, when is that an okay time?
Not like, now.
You know,
not now.
Right.
So I'll let Jill and Becky answer after I just give you one comment.
Okay.
That a 12-year-old would have someone like you to look up to is such an honor, and it's such it speaks so loudly of your character. And I believe everything you say about his mother, your sister, and so how very important it must be for him to have a female, older female like you, to look up to and to speak into his life. And so my only comment is I just hope you won't do anything to jeopardize that relationship, because it's just so valuable that he has you there. Jill, you want to start us off here?
Yeah, I think, Paige, he still needs his mom, but the fact that he's also choosing you is a plus, because he's 12. He's, you know, probably not dumb, and he can see the contrast. And so I think you're taking the high road, which is really hard, because you have to sit with being misunderstood, right?
Oh, you hit it on the head.
Yeah, yes. It's so hard. So so that's part of what, as an adult, you're containing for him. You're willing to be misunderstood because it's in his best interest right now. And so as he asks questions, right, then you answer to the degree that he's wanting to know, right? And without, you know, disparaging his mom. And as he gets older and becomes an adult, there may be more room, or he may see it. He may come to you and fill in some of the blanks, and he may be more aware than you even realize. But have just foster an open relationship with him where it's okay to talk about anything.
So,
okay.
Paige, I have a question for you. Have you forgiven your sister?
You know, I'll say to a certain extent.
What do you think I mean when I say that,
yeah.
Paige? What do you think I mean when I say, have you forgiven your sister?
To me, that means do I still hold against her the things that she's done?
Yes.
Or have I released them? I am in a much better place with some of the things that she's done.
Well, so let me just say this, Paige. Here's the thing.
Not all, because mm-hmm. one of the things, I need counseling with it. One of the things involves physical abuse that is related to sexual abuse.
The reason why I asked that question, Paige, is because the way that you describe this is it's been 6 years since you've spoken to her. However, you're talking to her son, so there's some sort of, you know, because he would have been six when when you stopped talking to her. But I'm saying all this to say, I want you to get into recovery from what you experienced and do whatever you need to do to get free of this, so that, because she's still driving you. I don't know that you see that, but, you know, kind of along the lines of what Joe was saying, you don't need to always talk to your, you don't need to talk to your nephew about what he did, but I want you to get healing for it.
Yeah.
I want you to have freedom from that wound, and whatever it takes for you to do that, I think that's where the next step is.
I agree. I want you to hold on. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the only contribution I've made to Christian counseling. I want to talk to you about the concept of amused detachment. Mm-hmm. It really can set you free. We'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn, you're really glad you are with us here today. And we're talking with Paige. And Paige, quick question before I talk to you about amused detachment. Jill had this question at the break.
Oh, you quit, yeah.
About 6 years ago.
Why 6 years ago did you stop talking with her? And is some of the... we forgive things that are in the past, but if there are things that are ongoing, those are current, and so it's hard to forgive those things.
Right. Okay, so she got a ticket in my name and didn't tell me.
Oh,
so,
brother.
Okay, and that was six years ago?
There was a warrant out for my, this happened in 2016 when I found out about it. I found out about it in 2016. It happened in 2014. The entire time I'm spending money on her son, babysitting him, keeping him for the weekend, all of which I didn't mind. But she's looking me in my face, knowing that, like, there's a ticket in my name, the fees are going up. There's a warrant for my arrest. The way that she kept me from finding out about it is she put my information but gave her address. So all of the notices were going to her address.
We get it. Really.
So you had to deal with it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So.
And then when I confronted her about it, she lied because that's what she does.
Yeah.
Well, I would kind of, along what Becky was saying here, I'm just going to say, I think you've got some additional work to do on grieving the here's something she took from you, just having a great relationship with a sister. You know, she's stolen that opportunity that could have been so great because you're really a loving person. So there's some grief work that you have to do so that you can come to accept her as she is and not ever expect anything great, nor have any need to look better than her.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say this?
I'm sorry, because it's the other part that I was calling about very quickly. My nephew has been bullied at school, and it's eerie because the things that he's telling me he's experiencing, he's being treated the way his mother treated me. And I feel like the Lord, maybe not, but I feel like the Lord is allowing it as a mirror for her to see, okay, the things that your son is experiencing is the way that you treated her your sister.
Okay, you let let that be between the Lord and her, if that's the case, and you help him get through it and get over it and beyond it the way you did without ever bringing up the fact that she was the one that bullied you.
Right, and because you also have the empathy.
That's another reason why I was asking to help him get through it.
That isn't going to help
and
him.
And you can say, you know, I was bullied as a kid too. You don't have to say that it was his mom.
Right. No,
and
that's
you
not
can have
help.
Empathy for him and help him because you understand it.
And he respects you, and one day when he's older and you're talking and if it's appropriate, he says, who was it that bullied you? You told me all those years ago, and you, well, I didn't want to tell you then, you wouldn't understand, but it was your mom. Then he's going to continue to have such deep respect for you. I want you to get to a place you have no need for anyone to know that you were mistreated by her. That's a huge, huge leap.
Right, and the reason why that's happening, Paige, is because of the unfinished work that you have.
Yeah.
That's a trigger.
Yeah.
When you hear him talking about that, that's triggering you, and that's not a judgment. That's what's happening in your brain and inside of you. And so that just tells me, that's why I asked you about forgiving her. It doesn't mean you have to make it right with her or anything. It's literally healing those wounds of the past so that you can be fully Paige right now and fully who you are supposed to be. And like Steve said, in the future, you know, but I would also tell your nephew, talk to his teacher, talk to the, you know, there are people, adults around him that he can ask for help. That's just part of being a good family member.
And the more work you do, the less likely anything would eke out that he would be able to say to his mom, oh, well, she said this. Her right. mom says, oh, that's so wrong. That's so negative. And now never let you be with him again. But in a situation like this, where this isn't your husband, your wife, you don't really have much influence on her life. The thing that you want to do is resolve this so much that you can detach from whatever it is that she's doing, that she doesn't hook you in anymore, ever. Now, you can't let her steal your identity, of course, but if she knows that you still have some kind of emotional reaction to things she says or does, that means you still got to do some work so you'll be free from whatever she does. Because there's a place where we can get where rather than be upset that the person is doing something hurtful or strange, we can kind of be amused by it. We can sit back and observe it and yep, there they go. Look, that's what they do. And there was a time, wow, I used to get so upset with this. And I'm so amused at myself that I'm free from it. I'm amused at her that she's never found a different way. So it's just a different way of looking at it. But the headline is, I am not reacting to this person who has
like
not grown.
It's like standing on the outside.
Yes.
Watching it, right?
Yeah, that's right. You become more of an observer than a person that gets dragged into a conflict that has no upside whatsoever. I'm so glad you called. We'll send you some stuff to help with your nephew.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Jill, you at the break were saying what I was trying to say, but you said it
right, because
better.
As you were talking, what it made me think of is that when you're in amused detachment, you have given up the need to try to get them to understand.
Yeah.
Right? You've stepped
right.
out of that. Mm-hmm. And then you pray for them that they will have awareness and will be convicted, because that's the only way that reconciliation can happen, is if they are humbled in what they've done and then they come to you. So without that ownership, right, we can only go so far in relationship. And that doesn't reinstill trust. That's a level beyond that.
But here's the other thing. If you say anything that in the nicest way you could say it or healthiest way that is going to ask them to look at something about themselves or whatever, their heels are locked in and they're ready to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. When you stop needing to explain or be understood, their heels aren't dug in. They aren't in a defensive mode, and you're much more likely that they could objectively take a look at what they're doing than trying to defend what they're doing.
You know what I was thinking of, Steve? Speaking of heels, if you have a pair of shoes that give you a blister, eventually you want to take them off. And I'm thinking in this relationship, how long are you going to keep wearing the same shoes, the same story over and over again? That's why I want her to do the work. And we, you know, we talk about this all the time. Well, actually, we'll be doing this at Restore, you know, because so many women have been hurt and they can't understand why their husbands did this. And yet it's like we've got to come to the fact that we accept that the wound has occurred. And now we need to address it. We need to, you know, take that painful shoe off and then begin some healing work and move forward in our life so that whether reconciliation occurs or not, we are no longer bound by that pain. So, you know, I know it's a bad analogy, but I couldn't help it.
No, it was good. And so many people are treated like a dog and asked to heal. And what we want you to do is heal. We have true healing here. That's what we've got. That's what we want. Larry Sonnenberg is with us.
I hope we helped you.
Larry, what do you have for us
here? Before I go into my typical stuff, I got to tell you that Amuse Detachment has saved my mind as I sat through numerous family holiday dinners on both sides of the family. So
that was well played there, Larry.
Yeah. And what a great thing to not think, oh, here, I'll just interject this, and all these people are going to think this is really a smart, and they'll never be like they are ever again. Because it's amazing the world of denial and how strong it is that people are dug in to whatever it is.
I've already got two sitcoms scripted for each side of the family.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Well,
here's what I've got.
Yeah, okay.
This is Every Man's Battle Week coming up in Dallas, Texas. It's the end of this week, March 4th and 5th and 6th. Okay. And I got a testimony here from a guy that just went a couple months ago. He said, "It's crazy how much more life I have now. The hope that I have is incredible. I came into this weekend feeling alone, knowing that I wasn't the only person with my experience, but never meeting someone else who did. I met a man this weekend who had a story similar to mine. I was able to share my story, which gave him further encouragement to share his as well. The freedom I feel speaking things in group that I've never spoken before and being accepted in spite of them makes me know that what the devil meant to harm, God will use for good. I know that I still have a long way to go, but I have hope that I haven't had in years. Thank you."
I just think that so many men, there's a longing for connection with other men, but you feel so ashamed and you think it's not possible. You come to Every Man's Battle and you have all of these alumni that come that are pulling for you. You have all these fellow strugglers exactly where you are. It's almost like you're in heaven because you get that male bonding and connection that maybe you haven't had for years.
They won't find the healing they need and that they're looking for without that. It's just that simple.
That's right. No,
I think, too, there's so many of them that are so close to the edge of ruining their life.
Oh, man.
And the freedom that you can find in healing. I just read about a man today in the newspaper that was a policeman and then got into child pornography. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. This is, you know, so guys, if you are struggling to keep that secret, you need to open up with somebody who's safe and to get the help that you need.
Yeah.
And folks, if you could, again, support us. I'm a broken record, but it's because I've got a passion for this ministry and seeing what God does firsthand, not just at our workshops, through their counselors, through the resources, through this radio program. And it doesn't exist unless you're helping us financially.
It really doesn't. We have to have partners. And just like we had this wonderful person talk about being on scholarship at the Intimacy in Marriage, and it makes such a difference when you support us. Really does. You know, you remember this show, I don't know if it's still on, where people would pose as children, and then these men would set up a date to come and have a sexual relationship with a child. It was like NBC,
like Dateline or 2020.
And these men All they had had to have done the day before is go to a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting, call us, Every Man's Battle. But because they didn't.
To catch a predator.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. And every one of them, they just waited a day too long. And the consequences of their it's horrific.
Oh, yeah. I've heard and seen
and every
people's
person,
lives destroyed.
You know, if you're using pornography and you're married or you're in an affair, you still have a chance today before somebody catches you. And get out of it. We'll help you get out of that. Yes. And you'll be free. But, oh, my goodness, how many men have waited one day too long to get help, and everything falls apart. If you're on this side of being caught in something that you know one day is going to be found out, why don't you just call and let us? Everything's confidential. Nobody has to know anything. We want to help you. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go. Thank you, Larry. Let's go to Lisa from Bloomington, Illinois, WPEO. You're on New Life with Becky, Jill, and Steve. How you doing?
Hey, I'm awesome. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
It really is true.
I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you. Well, how could we help?
My question is, and it just feels like I've been married for 25 years. It's specifically for the Intimacy and Marriage Conference because I was curious what's different about that conference. But I'm sorry, my voice is kind of going out. I'm battling a sickness right now. But
that's okay.
I up and down marriage for years and years. I think my husband has filed for divorce probably 5 times in our marriage. This last time was in July. So I've come, I just listened to Amused Attachment. Is that what you call it? And I think I never knew what I was feeling and that I'm okay right now, but I think that's where I'm at. So I went ahead and got an attorney and have followed through with the divorce. But I listen to you guys whenever I'm in my car and I'm at the right time, and I keep thinking, and I don't know if it's God just putting on my heart about this conference that the Intimacy and Marriage.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is, do I just let... I know that the grace of God is the only one that can change a heart. And I know that in my heart, no matter... I've been down the road where you do everything. I'll keep my house cleaner. I'll do this different. I won't complain. And it's ended up in the same situation. And I know it's God that's going to have to do this. It's going to be God.
Someone told you that he has this problem, and if you'll just keep your mouth shut and clean the house, it's going to get better? That was the strategy?
Yep, and I did that. I did that for years, and that didn't work. And I know I'm a Christian. He's been up and down in his walk with Christ, but his strategy has always been when we have conflict in marriage, which you do, he goes to his mom. Mm-hmm. He has for years.
All right. Well, hold on. The music is the music's playing, and I've got to go to this break. But we'll help you right after this. And I tell you, there are so many things that we can do to make things better. So many resources available that to just do nothing and hope and pray and wish. You can do more than that. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Becky Brown, and so we're talking here with Lisa and Lisa, when the husband goes and stays with mommy, what is the big problem usually that comes up that causes him to stay with her and then file for divorce?
I think just like it could just be any regular conflict, and it instead of getting resolved, I've heard your show many times, but he kind of just he goes into a shell, doesn't talk, and I want to fight and get it out and talk about it, and he just goes into his cave, and then to the point where he gets very his heart hardens, and then he's like, I'm afraid I'm going to do something I don't want, and he leaves. And that's when this has went on for honestly 25 years.
So what's the question for us then? What are you wanting?
I don't know. I would love to go to Intimacy of Marriage, but I'm at a place now where I'm okay. I know it's okay. I've been just praying for God to speak to his heart and convict him. And I've always been the one that has pursued, will you go to counseling? Will you do this? Will you go to this conference?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I guess I don't know if I should just let it be. Or the intimacy of marriage has just kind of intrigued me because
yeah.
it seems different than everything
okay.
else.
Well, let me mention something. If you recall, when I started talking about amused attachment, I didn't say married people. Mm-hmm. I said, when you've mm-hmm. got these relationships, you don't have much influence over them, then this is a strategy to deal with them. But you do have influence over husband and wife. And so this isn't where you want to be. Actually, what you want to be is you want to be engaged in redemptive works that might produce change. And whatever you've done obviously hasn't produced that change. So, you know, Becky and Jill may have some things that they think might be helpful at this stage.
I have a question, Lisa. Is there ever a specific topic that you guys get riled up about? Money, other people, porn, children, extra parents,
children.
Whatever. Okay.
Probably parenting is one of the ones, and probably money. Which is pretty typical.
Okay. And so
I can't say it's anything like, it's just normal everyday conflict. And we just have never been able to.
But you guys have a certain pattern that happens
right.
with whatever the topic is. There's a certain pattern.
Yes.
And then the go-to is divorce, which is not helpful. That's the end of the relationship. And so I personally think, you know, if you guys have gone through this many attempts for divorce, you should go to intimacy and marriage and discover what the problem is. If you have kids together, you're not going to be out of relationship with this person.
Right. And that's the thing. Divorce doesn't solve everything. Right? And I always say you just get more of what you don't like with none of the good stuff.
Right.
And you don't when you have kids, they're at every special event. They're right? You're still involved with them.
We experienced that. He has his own apartment now, but we're fine. We get along. He came for Christmas.
So this is worth working on together.
Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say to him, I just have one request, and it would be to go to this one workshop. It's Friday mm-hmm. through Sunday. It's in July. We can make plans. If it's financial, we can seek out scholarship for it. But I'm asking for one thing. Whether we stay together or not, mm-hmm. this will help us to be better parents for our kids, better examples. It's just
to
like
communicate
the
better.
One
yeah.
thing that we could do to make things better, however we go forward. And I really believe that if you and him somehow, if he would come, I think he would see things from a totally different perspective. It just happens so frequently. I really believe
that. I also think, Lisa, it will help you in your parenting. We heard that so many times at the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop because we talk about how we learned to connect with each other. And we learned it from our parents. And at the beginning of the show today, you heard our caller talk about, you know, she discovered how her husband's childhood and her own childhood was impacting her present. And, and of course, how they're parenting as well. And so you asked a good question, and I would fully expect to see it the next intimacy of marriage.
And I think if we send you How We Love, you could get started reading that now.
Good idea.
And that would give you some insight into who your husband is, who you are, and where you guys, you know, have conflict.
The thing about How We Love is you may have read 1,000 Christian books, and it's not in any of them like this, the way it's taken this whole issue of how do we attach to people and bond and then put it in terms that us Christians can understand and connect with. It really is a phenomenal book. We have it. If you want to order a copy, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're so grateful that Mylon and Kay work with us. They do such great work all the time. It really is so redemptive and healing. We've got Every Man's Battle coming up on Friday. We'd love for you to come and be part of that. We have so many great things. Lose It for Life is coming up. It's not just a weekend, but it's 6 weeks. And whereas the first Saturday, you have to take off and be part of that. But the rest is done on your schedule. It's just really so amazing what Michelle Spadafora, her team, and the New Life team can do to help you lose weight that you never, ever have to see again. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, if the marriage intensive, you just don't think you want to do that, but you know you need a little work, counselors all over the country that could help you see things from a different perspective. And then your own character work. Some people think, well, you know, I was delivered from this thing, so I don't need any help. Well, nobody is delivered into immediate maturity and character. Some of us don't even have it after 45 years. But anyway, the main thing is that there's always growth to be done. And when you're ready for that, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're ready for you. Oh, we love it when people ask us for help, because this is why we started, this is why we continue, this is why all of our faithful supporters continue to support us and help us through all that we're doing. So please get the help. Call us. We've got so many things that we can help you with. And it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, whether you can help us or we can help you. Scholarships are so valuable, and this program started with a person on a scholarship who really impacted the entire event. I'm so grateful for whoever it was that paid for that scholarship. It made a huge, huge difference. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you're looking for a new devotional, the Life Recovery, 1 year Life Recovery daily prayer devotional is such a sweet little way to start or end your day, and you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. My thanks to Becky Brown. Becky works in development and does so many great things for us. Dr. Jill Hubbard, maybe the wisest woman on earth.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.